Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new study found that parents do, in fact, have a favorite child.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got bad news for one of them.
Yep.
Well, and that gets you wondering, you know, are you the favorite or are you...
No.
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 Yes.
No.
As an old show that I would love, that I used to love as a kid would call it the Reject. And good news is we have some signs to look out for.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Painful signs you were your parents' least favorite child. They forgot your birthday, Miles. They just hope you passed high school. Thrill.
Yes.
They don't talk about what they saw through the basement window, Ted.
Damn.
They never threw you a birthday party or let you attend any, Mike. Or if you're me, the older brother got everything he wanted. The younger brother fought tooth and nail to get what the older brother got. My reward was being ignored.
That's a good callback out of him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he is not wrong.
Yep.
Man's been with us a little too long.
Oh, yeah.
So these are some signs that you might have been the least favorite child. Let's see here. Your parents always sided with one sibling that wasn't you.
Oh, yeah. They're going to side with my brother. But to be fair, it's because he was telling the truth. That's an honest to God statement right there.
They reward your siblings more.
Well, he earned it.
Yeah.
He got things like A's.
Yeah, that's based on grades at that age. It's not like, dude, way to hit 2 home runs. We're going to take you to McDonald's.
Right.
It was like, you got a C+? Not good enough. We told you B-. That's McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what you're good at, you're not going to get rewarded.
Correct.
Not necessarily. I feel like if you performed well in whatever field it was that you were pursuing, you can do it.
But that's their call. Right. So you might like that pursuit, but they have no interest in it. Therefore, it's not important enough.
They did not care when my band played his first club gig. My brother was on honor roll. They cared.
True.
And I get it, because I'd probably be the same way. But either way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're less patient with you.
I would almost say my parents had to be. My brother did not test their patience. I did. So, and they exerted a lot of patience with me. I would just always find a breaking point.
About to say, so...
I would take advantage of the patience. It wasn't like I learned some life lesson. I won't do it again. It's like, oh, I'm going to do it again.
But were they short before just the audible correction started? Steven?
No. I mean, my dad was like, look, man, you effed up once. Try not to make the same mistake twice. And I would do it like 3 or 4 times.
All right. They say they criticize you and your family. Again, these are the signs that you might have been the least favorite child.
Nah.
Says it won't matter what you do if you're the least favorite child. Nothing you do will be right or good enough. And this extends to your partner and children.
No. I mean, at least not to my face. At that point, like, man,
you have crappy parents.
Yeah, that's on your parents at that point. Your siblings get new stuff and you get hand-me-downs.
Depends on the age.
I mean,
I was the youngest.
Stuff,
yeah, so I mean, that happens.
Right.
I don't know.
That's cost saving. Like, that's not about I have a fair. Like, look, this kid is older and bigger than you, and I don't want to buy this crap again. So yeah,
if I don't have to. Yeah. And guess what? You're growing every year. Like, I've worn the same pair of shoes now for 2.5-3 years.
Right.
Well, then you needed a new pair of shoes every 8 months to a year.
Right.
So it was just this never-ending cycle of just basically this is a temporary patch. But if you can keep any of that stuff, and right. I used to give all my stuff to my brother. He still has shirts that I wore growing up from Scout Camp.
That was my thought, is that yes, it happens a lot when you're a child, but then I feel like there comes a certain age where the frequency that you're getting hand-me-downs goes down.
But what does he get besides clothes? I'm just trying to think. Because even right? if it's a car, I'm like, cool. I mean, like, you're giving me a car. I don't care that my brother had it before.
Thanks. Signs that you might have been the least favorite child. They're not concerned about your physical health.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
That was never really.
Again, that's not necessarily that you're the favorite or the not favorite. That's you have bad parents.
That's horrible parents.
If you are legitimately sick or injured and your parents just don't care, your parents need to reassess.
Well, they're also the ones that do the shopping. They're in control of the menu for the most part. I mean, there's stuff that you can snack on, but when it comes to eating, whether you might be in control of it 1 or 2 times a week, but your diet's up to them.
Right.
I also think, too, with the injuries, again, as the youngest, it seemed like my brother, if he got a scratch on him, they were in the hospital.
Because they overreact. When they realize, right. like, oh, the kid, put it this way. When my son fell down the stairs learning to walk, I don't even think I got off the sofa. Well, my daughter did. You kind of freak out. But it's like, they're fine. There's a difference between being hurt and being injured.
Yeah.
You don't respond so much to being hurt. Like, you got to tough it out, shed your tears, and it'll be done, right? When you're injured, yeah, then we jump on this and take care of it.
Correct.
I just remember once, I can't remember what I did to my ankle. It was a sports industry injury, but same kind of thing. I'm like, it is, right, because I'm like 12. I'm like, this really hurts. Ah, you'll be fine, you know. Let's see tomorrow. And then like 2 days later, we went to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, he needs to be on crutches. Like, this is messed up. Like,
all right.
But I don't think that my parents not. They were just like, yeah, I don't know, he'll be fine.
Right, because we've seen it a million times before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've reacted this way several times. Walk it off.
Right, that's
you'll
the thing.
You'll be okay.
Kids bring you a lot of drama, so it's hard to know which one actually qualifies as legit drama.
And I mean, something bad happened.
Right.
What happened? This toy broke. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Enough of the dramatics.
Your parents don't invite you to family get-togethers.
Damn, man. I mean, I think at that point, there's no question that they don't like you, but it seems like there's some bigger issue.
Correct. At that point, it's not about least favorite, most favorite.
They don't like you.
You kind of suck to be around the family. If the family's still getting together and you're not invited, you suck.
Yeah, it's not them.
Your siblings get away with everything. And there's the difference, is when your siblings get away with stuff, okay? When it comes to your brother, I feel like your brother didn't need to get away with things because he just didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. And, like, on the two occasions that I can recall from childhood where he, quote-unquote, did anything, he almost got in worse trouble than me because it's just not expected.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like, they came down real hard on him where I was kind of always in trouble, just kind of a sliding scale. So it's just like, come on, man. Like, we're tired of talking to your stupid ass. Right. We don't expect a lot, but can you not be that dumb? Where my brother, they're like, what are you doing?
I know.
You're not your dumbass brother.
That sucks.
Also, sometimes you just have a sibling, my sister, who was just bad at it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But she got in a lot of trouble because it's like, dude, you're not even, like, trying to sneak around or...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when a high schooler walks out of a house on a Saturday evening with a backpack that's clearly
cling, 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 cling,
yeah, that is so full. Like, I remember my mom just like grabbing the backpack and walking her back in, like, what is in this? And it's obviously cans of beer.
And that's almost more upsetting. I'd almost rather find out something after the fact, like, hey, your son snuck into the house of beer, like, okay, you weren't so stupid that I caught your ass before you left. At least tells me you're trying.
Right.
That says respect.
That's like having
because you recognize that if I find out you're in trouble, so you have the respect for me to try to hide it from
That's
me.
That's like having a Coke bottle with vodka in it.
Yeah, Miles.
That's right.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah. Or smoking weed in your bedroom.
Right. Like, come on, man.
Oh, jeez.
Go to the bathroom where the exhaust fan is.
Yes.
Go out back. I mean, there's lots of options. But it's like,
you're doing
again,
right.
My sister just was so bad at it. But like, we had a couple bedrooms. She had the middle bedroom. Like, you could walk to the bathroom. You could walk to any room without walking by it.
Why are you being so hard on me?
Yeah.
Because you're stupid.
What are you doing in there, Cheech?
Cheech.
Signs you might have been the least favorite child. They're always comparing you to your siblings.
No, I never had that.
I feel bad because I was the one that was compared to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and even with my kids now, man, it's like, that's just something I will never do.
The thing is, you know, my memory recall was really good, especially in school, and so I did very, very well in school. I always came back with A's. Like, my dad's biggest.
You the oldest?
No, middle child.
Okay.
You know, I came back and I remember I had a conversation with my dad one time and his words were, "Why is this an A minus?" Like, that's the kind of school kid that I was.
My brother got that, man. I remember it was English class, and he was always he finished second in his class in high school. Mm-hmm. Lost everything to Julie Chen. I remember it didn't matter what class it was. The top grade was Julie Chen, right behind her Adrian Hill. But anyway, he came home. This was high school. It was all A's. He had one C. And they weren't like yelling, but they talked to him about it for like an hour.
Right.
I came home one time, everything on my report card was a C, and it's like, we're going to Red Lobster.
Right.
Right. There are no D's, there's no F's.
Shrimp days.
Yeah. All you can eat.
They spend more quality time with your sibling.
I don't know. I mean, what's quality time?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how quality the time is.
Right. Both of us just kind of want to be left our own devices.
Well, and it kind of depends on what you have in common with your parent at that point.
That goes a long way.
Quality time, that is your parent extending beyond parent and becoming friend, and then that's a mutual relationship of you guys figuring out what it is that you two have in common with each other, and do you actually like spending time with each other.
Yeah.
And also, I think it depends on what kids are doing what, right? Like I said, when I was a kid, I would play in like three different baseball leagues. Like, my parents didn't come to every game, but like my sister just wasn't good at sports. She played like 1 year, 2 years or something. They would go to every single one because it's like...
They know it's fleeting time.
Correct.
Right.
You have rules, but your siblings don't. Again, these are signs that you might have been the least favorite child.
Well, it depends on what you've done. Rules are different from different people.
Right.
It's kind of like, look, we all walk through this country with the same rules, and then you might get restrictions.
Correct. Right?
Because of things that you have done. Like, okay, well, you can't do this, but everyone else does.
Steve doesn't drink tequila.
Right. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. I don't know why I have to wear glasses when I drive.
Exactly.
Obviously, because you need to see.
Right. You can't see.
Well, you know, they don't.
Your parents spend more on your siblings.
If they do, they wouldn't tell you.
Right. And not being a parent, that is one thing I've seen from the outside looking in as I grow older, is like... trying to make sure that those receipts add up for all your kids to the equal, at least to a balanced amount, that would be rough.
My wife panicked about that, like at Christmas. So we spent so much more money on the boy than the daughter. I said, but they both got what they asked for.
Right.
The difference is he plays video games.
He wants more expensive stuff.
She wants to draw.
Right.
So, I mean, she wants paint, she wants pens, she wants papers. And I'm like, that's reasonably cheap. She got a ton of stuff. It did not cost much. My son got, like, you know, six things. And I'm like, he wants a replica NFL jersey. Right. It, like, that cost as much as everything that we did. So
right.
I was like, it ain't about the money. It's about what it is they like.
Who'd he get?
He got,
Derrick Henry?
No. He wanted, because
Justice Hill?
He didn't want Derrick Henry. He loves Derrick Henry, but he knows it's only a 2-year contract. So he's like, come on, man. So he got Rashad Bateman, and he got Zay Flowers.
Oh,
atta boy.
And he already has a Mark Andrews. I've got Lamar Jackson. So
basically,
he's
got the entire receiving corps.
That old guy, he loves him.
Is Isaiah Likely coming?
Seems natural.
It might, dude. He's really starting to like Isaiah Likely.
You guys should get a Hill jersey.
Or Justice Hill?
Yeah.
He doesn't play enough. When he does play, he does good things, but he's just not there.
But your son will always be a Hill.
I know this.
Signs that you might have been the least favorite child, you had to look after your siblings.
That was just part of
it. Being an
older child, yeah.
Right. It just became
I was the babysitter.
Yeah. And after.
They were gone. I could take care of my brother and my sister. I didn't care.
If the parents are going to leave the house, like, game on.
They're bringing a pizza home? I mean, I got to do is make sure that they get their pajamas on, get the bathtub, whatever. All okay. Right.
Same crap they do every day.
All right.
And then this is
I'm with you, Miles. If my brother was left to babysit us, it was almost guaranteed somebody would buy a pizza and then be like, all right, Chris is in charge. Great.
Cool. Watch what we want on television, the whole deal. You know?
Yeah.
And then this is the number one sign that you might have been the least favorite child in your family. It's when you had to do all the household chores.
Oh, no. We got that split equally.
I was the oldest, so.
Oh, yeah?
I'm cutting grass. All the things that, you know, 8 years difference on my brother.
I had to help Dad out all the time because I was the only dude in the family, so I had to do all the yard work. I had to do all the house.
Yeah.
Rake
the leaves.
Fixing stuff in the house, going up to the attic.
My brother initially had it worse than me because he's 5 years older, right? So, I mean, when he's 12, I'm 7. Like, there are certain things he can do that I can't.
Sure.
But also, he moved out 5 years before I did, and, I mean, that torch got passed real quick.
Yeah, right?
Real quick.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.